Listening to African Perspectives, where we view the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters. In the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet, it gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God. For all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say, Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity. Everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future, we all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe, civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the Ma'afa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Ma'afa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement, Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Dingmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted, and we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and in honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashay. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. Shemhotep means go in peace. Asante Sana means thank you.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Good morning, African world. You are listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com, and blacktalkradionetwork.com. And I am your host, Baba Oshi, Hotep family. Hope everything is well for you today. Hope you're going to have a good day today. You're going to get a chance to do all the things you want to do, should do, can do, must do, and will do. That's right, because you got the will to do it. Will do. This is African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, or 8 to 10 Pacific, or any other time around the world. If you cannot listen to this program live, you can always go to our archives at timeforanawakening.com, at timeforanawakening.com. Top of the page, you'll see podcast programs. Click on that. The drop down, you'll see African Perspectives. Click on that, and then there will be programs that are dated and titled. Other programming we have here on Time for an Awakening. Once again, this program is every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And all times are going to give our Eastern times. Our story, Monday and Wednesday, our story from 7 to 9 with Baba Wes Johnson and Brother Johnny. Our story with Baba Wes Johnson and Brother Johnny out of New Orleans. Thursdays, the Black Liberation Movement with Brother Patrick Lumumba of the Geronimo Pratt Gun Club right here on Time for an Awakening from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Thursdays. The Black Liberation Movement with Brother Patrick Lumumba. If it's Friday and it's 8 p.m. Eastern, that's right, family. It's Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. Sunday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday, Pinckney to Pinckney, activist Reverend Edward Pinckney out of Benton Harbor, Michigan, from 5 to 6 on Sunday. Following that program is, once again, Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And the number to call is 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. We Buy Black. We Buy Black, the largest online marketplace for American African-owned businesses, is WeBuyBlack.com. Get everything you need from American African-owned businesses. WeBuyBlack.com. Africa for the Africans. Africa for the Africans with Brother Bamani Taimba. And the great work he's been doing over these many years has taken hundreds of our brothers and sisters on the trip of a lifetime. His next trip is November 20th to December 1st, to going to Tanzania. Then next year, February 12th to February 23rd, 2026, Liberia. April 1st to April 13th, Kemet. June 10th to June 22nd, Ghana. October 1st to October 12th, Kenya. November 19th to November 30th, Azania. Then in 2027, April 1st to April 12th, going to Tanzania. June 10th to June 22nd, Ghana. Here's another trip in 2027. September 30th to October 11th, Kenya. And then November 18th through November 29th, 2027, Zambia, Botswana, and Zimbabwe. Great trips lined up, I tell you, and affordable prices. You put your down payment on, and once you put your down payment on, the cost of that trip is locked in at that price because they are subject to go up, and of course, those things could happen and have happened, but once you put your down payment and start paying on that trip, that's your price. Africa for the Africans, brothers and sisters, give Brother Bamani Taimba a call at 404-931-9429, 404-931-9429. If you want to see pictures of previous tours, go to facebook.com/Bomani. If you want to see videos of previous tours, go to youtube.com/Bomani2007. AfricaForTheAfricans.org. Habeshaw. Habeshawincorporated.org. Habeshaw stands for Helping Africa by Establishing Schools at Home and Abroad. And of course, they have the Kashi Project, which is happening right now. Beautiful, beautiful chalets. Great work. You know, they've done the work, family. They've done the work here in Atlanta with the Kashi Works, Black to Our Roots, Sustainable Seeds, Growing Growers. They've done the work. And so it's phenomenal. Yep. They've done the work. How about y'all? The Ledge Group, Land for the Environmental Development for Group Economics, Brother Peter Brown, the Ledge Group. They deal in the four areas of human necessity, of human essentials, which is food, water, clothing, and shelter. 12 projects.
This call may be recorded or transcribed.
12 projects in 6 different countries in Africa. Yep. With over 170 employed and over 260 members. Brothers and sisters, the Ledge Group, Land for the Environmental Development for Group Economics. Yes, sir. The Minister of Wellness, Brother Nathaniel Jordan. And, of course, he's been doing great work in Kenya. Not sure if he's back. I need to talk to Brother Ayo Kamathi, the irritated genie. But Brother Nathaniel Jordan, the Minister of Wellness. It's great products. Go to his website, theministerofwellness.com. Moses West and the Moses West Foundation, the MosesWestFoundation.org, and the AWG, the Atmospheric Water Generating Machine, the AWA giving, our giving circle and partnership to help to provide sustainable water all around the world. We design and implement advanced atmospheric water generation technology to deliver sustainable water, sanitation, and hygiene solutions globally, ensuring communities have reliable access to resources essential for health and well-being. You got to have water, family. Got to have water. That's why they're asking for contributions to this particular project. That's asking for investors. They don't want to commodify water. They want to provide water freely so people have water to drink and people have water for other purposes and to live. Go to the website. MosesWestFoundation.org. MosesWestFoundation.org. Yep. All righty. Homeland Village. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop, located in Macon, Georgia. Not open on Mondays. It's open from Tuesday through Sunday at 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. And they got it all, I'll tell you. African black soap, holistic health and beauty products, oils, incense, CDs, DVDs, literature, furniture, jewelry, clothing, fashion, man, you name it, they can do it. They also have a vegan restaurant on the premise. That's right. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop. Contact Brother Abijah Changa at 478-256-1166. 478-256-1166. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop, Macon. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. That's right, Mama Bayina Bello. She had a book, she had a reading this past, last week. And it was great to see Mama Nia. She's looking better, she's healthy. You know, Miss. Holding it down. I really appreciate that. Mama Nia at the Medu Bookstore. Give her a call at 404-346-3263. 404-346-3263. Because she has a fine selection of books, postcards, greeting cards, gift certificates, T-shirts, figurines, and so much more. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. The other bookstore we promote, of course, is the Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar. And just saw a piece where the Black Dot is moving. That's right. Brother Gazimde Ajamu, they're moving. And he'll tell us where. And it's going to be soon. The Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar, located in Main Street in Lithonia. Give them a call at 770-305-6373. 770-305-6373. The Black Dot. There is light in the Black Dot. And the name's going to change, too. Man, it's great things that we're doing there at the Black Dot. Thank you, Brother Gazimde, tremendously, brother. Yeah, so Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar, located in the West End on Ralph David Abernathy. right up the street from where I live. I live on Cascade, and Cascade will turn into Abernathy as it makes a turn from MLK to make a left turn to go east. And that's when you can pick up Abernathy Boulevard. And Wadada's is right across the street from Soul Vegetarian Restaurant and up the street from the Shrine of the Black Madonna. Give them a call at 404-444-1635. 404-444-1635. Wadada's, Healthy Market and Juice Bar. You know, when you go to the Black Dot and you drive east on I-20 and you take exit 74 and make a left, that's Main Street. Exit right and then make a left onto Main Street. About a mile or so up the road, on the left will be the Black Dot. Jump back in your ride. Jump back on I-20 again. Make a left. Your hill, that's right. You're still headed east. The next exit is exit 75, Turner Hill Road. Make a right. Three lights make another right. And on the left will be the new Black Wall Street Market. The new Black Wall Street Market, family. Yep. All right. Sanjay-Haiti. Sister Gabby has been doing outstanding work with our young people, our children in the northeastern portion of the island of Haiti. That's right, the northeastern portion of the island of Haiti. And so she deserves to be, you know, she deserves the contributions, all the things that happened for her. She deserves it. She's doing great work. So go to Sanjay, S-O-N-J-E, S-O-N-J-E, dash Haiti, A-Y-I-T-I .org. And make a contribution, family. Yeah. Baba Barudi. Baba Barudi, Mama Ya, love them and the great work they do. Baba Barudi will be my guest next Monday. That's right, I'm excited, always excited to have Baba Barudi on the call. Next Monday, he'll be my guest. And a lot of good things are happening and all kinds of issues that we can discuss. So me and Baba Barudi talking about the happenings. July, the Inyan Sesim of Daily Revolutionary Thought, which Baba Barudi has put together. It's a calendar of revolutionary thought on a daily basis. And, you know, so where are we in? July 20th. And he gives a quote and then his narrative. So for July 20th, it's fear is a noose that binds until it strangles, Jim Toomer. When conscious Africans find themselves conditioned into a situation and mentality that do not measure up to the definition of nationhood they know they should be fulfilling, despair sets in. It's a natural response to waking to one's fear. Contradictions between what one knows and one must do and what one is doing always creates psychological discomfort, a state of mind called cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance. Yeah. There's a quote that is, I'm quite sure you've probably seen it, Franz Fanon, the author out there, Julia. Franz Fanon, and it's a dynamic quote, and it sums up European Caucasians' cognitive dissonance. They believe they're superior, and ain't a damn thing. And you can see that. That's just, I'm gonna play this piece right after I do this. I'm gonna play. I got to, because it's the arrogance of Caucasians. And I love this sister. I don't know who she is, but on what is that? I think that's Instagram, or no, it's not Instagram. It's Messenger. Okay, we got it. Yeah. Cognitive dissonance. This term is used to describe how individuals rationalize settling for one thing when a more desirable one is considered unattainable. Whatever is settled for miraculously becomes defined as the better of the true, and that which was most desired becomes unwished for, and, of course, less than.
you know. Imbalance creates anxiety, though. Spirit, mind, and body strive for equilibrium. Even those Africans who accept their own excuses for not overcoming their fears of acting powerfully must still live with themselves. Somehow, the cognitive dissonance must be resolved. They must find a satisfactory way to evaluate the status of being powerlessness over that of being powerful. The acceptance and glorification of a role that is understood to present one as less than what one is does not change the fact that a contradiction exists. The qualifications assumed to define the role and the actual performance of it are still not in sync. This compromise reflects an African's rationalized acceptance of his or her inability to be African. Nothing more, nothing less. Affirm, my spirit, mind, and body exist in a state of positive equilibrium. Ashe. Affirm, my spirit, mind, and body exist in a positive state of equilibrium. July 21st, the limit of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. The limits of tyrants. How much these tyrants can get away with? Well, they're prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. If the oppressed continue to accept it and take it, they'll continue to do it. Frederick Douglass, great ancestor Frederick Douglass. We have no business sitting in judgment of our children. Let me repeat. We have no business sitting in judgment of our children. Parents who act as slaves deserve children who act as slaves. When we act out in shock and anguish over our children's thoughts and behaviors, we show our own childishness and refusal to be the men and women we so loudly proclaim we are. It is beyond ignorance and in many cases beyond stupidity to pretend that we can close our eyes to the insanity of this reality and expect our children to somehow not be caught up in it also. We say that they are beyond reason, but if this is so, it is because we have allowed others to make them so. We have allowed others to make them so. We have allowed. We cannot do the work of protecting the fragile lives we have been blessed to bring into this reality and expect them to somehow miraculously stand above the muck and mire we permit into what should be their sacred protected space. They become what we allow. I repeat, they become what we allow. Affirm, I open my eyes to this insanity so I can find ways to destroy it. Ashe. Affirm, I open my eyes to this insanity so I can find ways to destroy it. The Inyasasim of daily revolutionary thought. Yeah. Watch out now. Watch out now. I'm going to play this. Today we're going to deal with Brother Baba Kilimanjaro. And I don't know about you, but if you're on Facebook, this brother's throwing out serious, consistently great content. Great content. You know. But there's also a lot. I've been, of course, getting into a lot of this content that's been happening, especially, especially some of the information that is so, I mean, it's good. It's very good. All right, let's do this. I can't see the sister's name.
This is Charlie Kirk dude, so I have to give him a clap back for this video he posted.
Black people are allowed to talk about black culture in a way that white culture cannot. For example, black people can come up and say that there's a baby mama problem in black America, and white people are not allowed to say that. Oh, I just did. So what are you going to do, cancel me? Black people are much easier to be able to say that black individuals, despite being 13% of the American population, commit 55% of the murders. Most white people say that at a job, they would get fired for being a racist. I don't care because I say whatever I want.
Oh, bless your little colonizer heart. You really climbed on the internet and opened your pale mouth and decided to rewrite history in real time like the rest of us haven't been wide awake. The audacity to claim black people have more intellectual freedom while simultaneously gaslighting the entire globe into believing your fragility is under attack. Now that's rich. Irony is so thick, and it might as well pay for reparations. But I'm going to reveal the lie and hypocrisy behind the Olympics that you just won the new gold medalist for. You say black people can talk about black issues, but white people can't. Well, sweetheart, when y'all own CNN, Fox, Time Magazine, Hollywood, Disney, and the banks, and every Ivy League endowment, maybe, just maybe, you can sit out for just one conversation. And while you're pretending to be gagged, your people are in every boardroom, courtroom, war room, media room, pushing propaganda like it's your birthright. If you're so silent, how come the world speaks your language, worships your whiteness, and mimics your mediocrity in music, fashion, and culture? But I'ma drop those receipts, the historical holocaust y'all don't want us to talk about. Let's get into these statistics, since you love to throw out black crime rates around like white folks aren't the original terrorists. Let's talk about genocide. 100+ million indigenous people murdered globally via colonization. And how about slavery? Over 12 million Africans stolen, tortured, sold as properties, built your banks, White House, legacy wealth. And what about these serial killers? Oh, you don't want to talk about that. Because statistically, over 76% of serial killers are in the U.S. are white. And how about school shooters? Yeah. Those white boys, this is about 90% of them were school shooters, right? Oh, and let's not forget global extinction. Yeah, nearly every animal now endangered or extinct, white-led colonizers hunted for sport, fashion, and science. Yeah. And what about environmental destruction? You bulldozed the whole rainforests of this world, dumped oil in oceans, and then said climate change like it was a mystery. And let's not forget, you poisoned your own Europeans during the bubonic plague because y'all didn't believe in using soap. So before you speak on crime statistics, check the colonial body count. Yeah, I want to talk about this irony, though. You all want to parent us now? You want to talk to us and talk down to us? You say black folks need to get their act together? Sir. Y'all are the original baby's daddies, raping our women, selling our families, and now you're confused about single mothers? Your wives were sipping tea while your children suckled on the breast of black nannies. Did you forget? That's the origin of your wet nurse economy. You stole our families and then had the nerve to blame us for the fracture. That's like robbing a man and breaking his legs and then calling him lazy for limping. And don't come for our music, our art, and our soul. You manufactured the whole hedonism and handed the record deals to those willing to sell their souls for the culture you corrupted. Yeah, you say our rappers don't challenge the rot? You own the labels, genius. But I'm gonna connect those dots from the plantation to the Pentagon, baby. See, it wasn't just slavery. It was the war on drugs, the FBI's COINTELPRO, the Tuskegee experiment, redlining, predatory loans, prison labor, Black Wall Street bombings, and forced sterilization. Oh, did you forget that? You all orchestrated the problem, blamed the victim, and then handed out Band-Aids and made that BS, okay? Even your DEI talking points are laughable. White women are the primary beneficiaries of affirmative actions. Did you hear that right? You parade black faces for photo shoots, the poster child, while your HR departments remain whiter than sour cream. We see it. But here's the uncomfortable truth, sweetie. We are the blueprint, not the afterthought. We are not just black. We are the descendants of the tribe of Judah, the royal priesthood you've tried to erase. And you know this. which is why your scientists study our DNA, your historians bury our truth, and your politician silences our speech. You envy our melanin, our rhythm, our brilliance, so you commodify, crucify, and then cosplay it on TikTok. But guess what? You can't colonize the spirit, baby. Here's the inevitable reckoning truth, and the truth don't die, it rises. So here we are, sifting through your smoke screens, unearthing your stolen stories, and refusing to play nice with lies. You're not silenced, so stop it. You're sobered, and that sobering truth is this. You can't cancel us when we are the original signal, the source of the frequency, the soil from which God made humanity. You call us victims, but we are the verdict, and the jury is back. Your father is the father of all lies, but our father, he is the truth that exposes every single one. I need you to kindly exit stage left because your time on the mic is up.
Ashe. Love that sister. Yeah, I've heard Charlie Kirk a few times, and, you know, Trump has emboldened these folks, and that was prevalent and imminent in his first term, 2016 to 20. And still, while he was constantly on the scene, he didn't lose the election and go away. No, he consistently hammered out the idea that the election was stolen. And the irony, of course, what's the irony, family? The irony, this election was stolen. And he says it. He said it before the day of the election. He said it on a Thursday. Rachel Maddow put it out there. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 5 days. And nobody says shit. Nobody said, look into this. And then he told them, I don't need your vote. You can stay home. I got this. And he did. And then later, he talks about all of the things that Elon Musk did for him. With those machines, he said, we want all the battleground states. Excuse me, family, I'm sorry. You know. Yeah. Yeah. We want all the battleground states. Yeah. I tell you, family, that's why the presentation on Friday, and this is a continuation of it, is that we need an exodus. We need to get up out of here, family. The exodus did not happen in real life. No, it did not. It did not happen in real life. But it must happen for us now. It must happen for us now. We must pull our resources, come collective, and get up out of here and go home. Educate brothers and sisters on the continent with education for brothers and sisters who are repatriating together on the same page. It's not an education for them and something different for us. No, it's the same education for them and us because we are one. The whole idea is that we are one and we're going to take the land and this resources and the people and build roads, highways, ports, airports, seaports, schools, hospitals, cities, towns, villages, and build. It's going to happen, family. It has to happen. It must happen. Yeah. So. Give us a call at 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. And, of course, just got a couple of y'all in the queue if you want to say something. Have something on your mind of what I just played or talked about just, you know, now. You can dial hit star twice, and you can join the conversation. If you're just listening, that's cool, too. I appreciate that.
it's going to be a good one. Like I said,
have Brother Baba Kilimanjaro's information. This is the one. This is the one where he's talking about slavery. Remember this past Friday, we talked about Exodus, and we talked about the Hebrews being enslaved by the Kemetic people. And that they made bricks to build temples and tombs and so forth. Didn't happen, family. It did not happen. And the modern day Ashkenazi Jews claim that heritage. They claim that. Just like the modern day Arabs who are in Kemet. So when they talk about Egypt. That's cool. You can talk about Egypt. That's just like the same thing with Cleopatra. Because the Greeks had taken over, and that is a Greek word. So if they say Egypt, then you make sure that your mindset is post-dynastic period. That the dynasties happened, everything was done, everything was built. Pyramids have been built thousands of years before, all the things that have happened. And then here comes these Greeks who sat at our feet to learn those basic disciplines of knowledge, sat at our feet to learn science and math and architecture, music and writing, law, religion, sat at our feet. And then the Greeks came back as conquerors. So, if you want to give Cleopatra the seventh is the one that is most noted in history. And how she's depicted sometimes. Well, of course, there was an uprising because I can't remember who it was that put the presentation on, if it was Hulu, I don't know. There was a piece on Egypt, on Cleopatra, and she looked like a sister. She looked like a sister, and there was some uproar about that. You know, I guess they wanted, you know, Anne Baxter and Elizabeth Taylor and all the others who played Cleopatra as Caucasian and all the other times that somebody who was supposed to be an African was played by Caucasians. I know the movies of how temples and tombs and Tekkens were made and built. They're slaves who built them. Slaves who built them. And a very good reason that slaves would not have done this. And they're suffering the sting of the lash so they can work harder and make more bricks or make whatever the hell they're supposed to do. And then do it efficiently. I'm sorry, man. You ain't going to get in fact, I think you would kill me. I would say, go ahead and kill me. I ain't going to let you whoop my ass. And then I'm trying to put out some production. Same time, no, forget you. I'm just going to go ahead and end this madness. And so, no, it didn't happen, family. Once again, I'm directing you to YouTube, The Great Pyramid K, 2019. Great Pyramid K, 2019. It explains. It may not be the truth, the whole truth, but nothing but the truth. But I think it's close for me.
because it seems more logical, more rational. Explains how the pyramids were built and who built them. You have many people saying the Great Pyramid of Khufu, the first one being built. You have these three pyramids in the Giza plateau. The reason why they chose Giza, because they had the right amounts of water and limestone and other ingredients to make the mix and then pour it into a mold. After some time, remove the mold and you got exactly a huge block stone. Man, I mean, 2,300,000 blocks. That's what they say, family, because it's solid. The Great Pyramid is solid. It withstand some earthquakes. I can't remember when, but supposedly those earthquakes took the limestone covering. Took the limestone covering off of the pyramids. They were polished white limestone, brown limestone on the interior, which is the vast majority of the blocks. See, all this is true. All this is factual. All this is verifiable. The other stuff, there's no verification outside of the Bible. None outside the Bible. And of course, how the Bible reads is too damn fanciful. To all this, you know, all these miracles and all these plagues, all this destruction, all. Man, I remember a guy said, well, they happened then. Couldn't they happen now? Have they happened now? No, because they didn't happen then. So, no. Kemetic society, ancient Kemet, is our Africans' ultimate model of civilization. It is ours, family. Just like for the Greeks, I mean, just like for the Caucasians, Rome and Greece, they constantly pay homage to it, and rightfully so, if how they feel about it, rightfully so. But one thing is for sure about Europeans, they're enslavers, they're colonizers, they're selfish and they're greedy. That's part of their evolutionary development. Even their gods are jealous and devious. That's the makeup of them, is how they are. If you want to get in this conversation, give us a call at 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. Next week, Monday, Baba Mwali Mubarudi will be my guest. I'm truly looking forward to it. He's been doing well. Health getting better. Yeah. School's about to start. So the day before the school starts, the week before the school starts, he'll be my guest, and I look forward to it. Always enjoy having conversation with Baba Barudi. Yeah. So, family, we have a lot of work. We have a lot of work to do. One thing that I always love about the Inyasasim, it always shows us and teaches us, you know, the problems that we've had. Just like it says, you shouldn't be mad about it, our kids. If you ain't instructing them, you're not guiding them, You're leaving them to chance. You're leaving them to the society. Leaving them to the educational system that is designed to enslave them, that is designed to make them cow down to the authorities that be. No, and it's not going to change. This system is not going to change. And I for one, don't give a damn if it does. Because it's not going to be for us still. It is not. We have to change. We have to change in our relationship to it. And that relationship is to reject it in all its facets, to reject it. And then begin to build for ourselves, for our own. We have to change. We come back from the break. We're going to get off into one of Baba Kilimanjaro's articles. Like I said, if you don't listen to this brother or read him, particularly, not so much listen, but to read him on Facebook, I'm telling you, he's outstanding. He's thorough. He's thorough. Yeah, you can take his name down. Tika Maat Kilimanjaro. TDKA. TD. T is in Tom. D is in David. K is in Karen. A is in Apple. TDK Maat. MAAT. My aunt, Kilimanjaro. I mean, he pumps out a lot, brothers and sisters. He pumps out a lot, believe me. I've been blessed to take a lot of the information that he has sent. And this is about the third time I've read some stuff from him. I've been reading also from Substack, the contributors to Substack, particularly Sister Stacy Patton. Man, her satire is biting. I love it, though. It really is. It's biting. So I'm going to take this break. And then when I come back from the break, well, let me talk first to my good brother. Good morning, Brother Irv. How you doing?
Good morning, Baba Hoshi. Thank you for bringing me up, big brother.
All right.
I'm good, brother. I feel good. Really good today. The Maat Kilimanjaro you were speaking of.
Yes.
That was very interesting. That was very interesting to hear that. I'm telling you, Bobo, a lot of things I hear on this show, I myself have never researched it because uh-huh. I do research what you say.
Sure.
So I'm just listening to you, man. It's interesting. Look, I need you to go ahead and get to the break, and when you get back from the break, we'll talk more, but I didn't want to hold that up.
All right, your brother. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, I'm going to take this break, and when I come back from the break, I'm going to read, because he's pretty extensive. Like I said, he's thorough. So what I have to read is going to be for a minute, then we can get off into it, because what we talked about Friday. This is a continuation of that, because I want us, I don't give a damn about those who are outside of us. They believe the hell they want to believe because they're liars and they fabricate and they perpetuate lies. But I want us to understand and know for sure who we are and what we've done, you know, and that's very key. So, brothers and sisters, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com. And, excuse me. BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com. And I'm trying to get it together here, man, you know. And so let me see here.
Yes, family, we got it together. We'll be right back. You stay with us.
You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshie on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Once again, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. Gerald Albright. He's a multi-talented saxophone jazz player. Outstanding. We're going to get off into Brother Ma'at Kilimanjaro. Thank you, Brother Ma'at Kilimanjaro. Outstanding individual. Outstanding brother. Great work. I've talked to him numerous times. And, you know, he says he's not doing programs. I said, that's cool, because you provide plenty of content. Plenty of content. And I hope if you on Facebook, on Messenger, you need to contact the brother. He'll send you information. Believe me. Brother Kilimanjaro. T-D-K-A. Ma'at. Taka. Ma'at. Kilimanjaro. Some arrogant soul inboxed me, seeking to lecture me on the consistent root post I have made in the past explaining the historical, linguistic, and social-political evidence and impact on African Kemet, Arab enslavement of Africans, and the deliberate methodological erasure of African civilizations. Erasing. Indigenous historical record. He was adamant about giving the Arabs a free pass as a strategy to attack European Caucasian extremism, racism, and privilege, white supremacy of whites. My first thought was, that should be done. Amazing the level even some of these progressive claiming black folk think on. I told them I weigh and measure and answer. But your innocence is not in the same infantile cheapdom fighting gallant gun carrying whites with animal skin shields shooting stone age spears and arrows. I told him, seek out your very best civilizational contributions and resurrect that first. Then bring in the best attributes of others, like all intelligent and other populations have done in history. So here is my answer. To me, it's necessary foundational work to weed out the mass of contaminated ideologies of liberation, which are nearly 99% of what is presented to our children. Even by most of the Pan-Africanists and African-centered folk strung out like crackheads on Greek fraternities and sororities, on Islam and Christianity and Judaism, capitalism, and the usual militant reformism claim has revolutionary. The ancient past, especially in the Nile Valley, holds the key to modern clarity. It is not the past, and it is not behind us. Whites do not put Greek or Roman behind them. Arabs do not put Mecca and Medina behind them. African Kemet is our present if we remember it as others remember their foundations. Also, all of us were not kings and queens. Most were not. But we never enslaved populations until the population that invaded in the Nile Valley brought their system of slavery. There is no history, I repeat, there is no history of slavery in Kemet before the invasions. None of this destruction happened overnight. Early on, Arab racism was inscribed in fundamental systematic structure of the Arabic language. Today, the generic word for a black person is abed, which translates to slave. This linguistic norm is consistent throughout the Arab-speaking world.
regardless of the dialect and the orthography. Early on, a system of enslavement, centers for capturing, enslaving, then transporting Africans to places to be worked to death, were established in Cairo, Muscat, Aden, Mecca, Zelina, Zanzibar, Kilwa, and Mogadishu. Slave markets on the Arabian Peninsula included Mecca, Saudi Arabia, Zibed in Yemen, Muscat in Oman, Aden in Yemen, and in Eritrea and in Somalia, Mogadishu in Somalia, Bagamoyo in Tanzania, Zanzibar in Tanzania. In the 19th century, enslaved Africans were captured, marched, and shipped from all these ports, the so-called holy city of Mecca, Medina, Baghdad, Kuwait, Bashir, Bandar, Abbasi. Kilwa was a main hub along with Zanzibar, Mombasa, Cairo. Portuguese and Arabs shared the enslaving ocean routes. Below, I provided detailed evidence. I'm providing detailed evidence supporting each claim. Number one, Kemet is our present, not our past. Kemet is our present, not just our past. Some more accurate. Okay. Greek and Rome has living foundations for Europeans. Western education, law, Roman law, democracy, Athens, and the philosophies are actively celebrated as the roots of European identity. Universities teach Greek and Latin as classical languages. European nations preserve and display Greco-Roman artifacts in museums, the British Museum, the Louvre Museum, the Berlin Museum. Mecca and Medina has living foundations for Arabs. The Quran and the Hadith from the 7th century, the 600s, are daily guides for Muslims. The Arabic language is preserved as sacred. The pilgrimage, Hajj, people go on Hajj to the Mecca, is a living tradition for 1.8 billion Muslims. It's one of the pillars of Islam. If you can afford to go, you go. African Kemet has a living foundation for Africans. Kemetic spirituality, mathematics, medicine, and philosophy are ancestral knowledge systems still relevant today. The Medunecer, what the Greeks called hieroglyphs, the writings, the pictures, is being revived by scholars like Dr. Theophilia Obinga. And Dr. Obinga, along with Dr. Shekhanta Diop, in 1974, those two men, Dr. Obinga was a linguistics, so he had that knowledge. And of course, Diop was a scientist, and he's the one that developed the smoking gun, as far as I'm concerned, the melanin dosage test. And those two men were the only two Africans who were there in 1974 in Cairo and argued so persuasively. They kicked them crackers' ass, if you want to use that vernacular. But yet and still, they have what? Cognitive dissonance. They suffer from cognitive dissonance. I reject that. I don't give a damn how much proof you bring. I reject it. I dismiss it. I ignore it. Because really, it should have been settled, and it should have been a dynamic shift from that point for us. No. Mm-mm. Kemetic ethics, Ma'at. The virtues of Ma'at. truth, justice, righteousness, harmony, reciprocity, order, and balance, ma'at, are being reintegrated into Pan-African thought, Afrocentricity. It's a book. You can go pick it up, Afrocentricity. Here's a once again another Afro word kind of thing. You know, the Afro was a hairdo. I hope they would begin to spell it A-F-R-I, Afrocentricity. I know. Yeah, that's me. Kemetic structures, pyramids, temples, tombs still stand, yet it is often misinterpreted to outsiders, misattributed to outsiders, i.e. aliens. Africans couldn't have possibly done this. Aliens did that. The conclusion, if Europeans and Arabs actively preserve and celebrate their ancient civilizations, Africa must do the same. Kemet is not past, but foundational. Ashe. Number two, no history of slavery in Kemet before invasions. The evidence. Kemetic society was based on, was not, Kemetic society was not based on chattel slavery. Labor system, workers on the pyramids were skilled, paid laborers. Evidence from the Wadi papyri of the fourth dynasty. And once again, you can get that information. Great Pyramid K, 2019. Go to YouTube. Go to YouTube. Great Pyramid K, 2019. Tomb inscriptions. Workers had titles, families, and proper burials. The Giza's workers' village. Foreign captors. Foreign captives, slaves. War captives, like Libyans and Asiatics, were temples, servants, or conscribed soldiers, not chattel slaves. Slavery endured through the invasions. Assyrians in the 7th century BCE introduced mass deportations. Persians in the 6th century expanded forced labor. The Greeks, 300 BCE, institutionalized slavery. Cleopatra, as I mentioned, the one that is noted, Cleopatra VII, used enslaved people in mines. Arabs, 7th century to 600s. Brought trans-Saharan and Indian Ocean slave trade. Conclusion, Kemet did not have chattel slavery as seen in later in the Arab-European systems. Enslavement came with foreign invasions. I repeat, captivity, enslavement came with foreign invasions. It is not indigenous to Kemetic. Number three, Arab racism is embedded in language. Abed equals slave. Evidence. Linguistic racism in Arabic. Abed means slave, but also black person in colloquial Arabic. The historical texts in the 4th century wrote that black Africans were submissive to slavery because they had attributes similar to dumb animals. El-Jahez. In the 9th century, claimed Africans were less intelligent in the superiority of blacks over whites, but this work was suppressed in our modern usage. In Gulf countries, Abid is a derogatory term for a black person. Sudan, Bilal el-Sudan equals land of the blacks, was a major source of enslaved Africans. Conclusion, the Arabic language itself encodes anti-African racism, reinforcing a slave identity for Africans. Number four, Arab slave trade, networks, markets, and death camps, the evidence. Major enslavement centers, Cairo, Ibn Battuta, 14th century, described slave markets where Africans were sold. Zanzibar, Tanzania, 5.2 million Africans passed through its markets. Kilwa, Tanzania. Portuguese records show thousands of shipped to Arabia yearly. Slave routes, Trans-Saharan, the Saharan Desert. Wrote about castration centers in Verdun, France, for African boys to be castrated. Leo Africanus of the 1500s described Timbuktu slave caravans to North Africa. Indian Ocean. Omari Arabs dominated the East African trade. Zanzibar. Portuguese-Arab collaborations. Both used Swahili middlemen to capture Africans. Death rates higher than the transatlantic slave trade. The death rates with Arabs were higher. 80 to 90% mortality rate on some routes due to forced marches, starvation, and castration. 41 million Africans mass murdered in the process of enslaving 21 million compared to 33 million in the transatlantic trade. All total, nearly 300 million were mass murdered over 1,400 years of Arab enslavers and 500 years of European enslavers. Conclusion, the Arab slave trade was systematic, brutal, and long-lasting, yet minimized in Western history books. And it's true. I don't know, maybe it's because some Muslims were able to, I don't know, but you really, well, because the European slave trade was later and just as brutal, even some areas so much more, and that was more of the memory that we had. Final summary of evidence. Kemet is a living civilization, like Greek Rome and Mecca, not just history. It's a living Kemet. Kemet did not practice chattel slavery. It came with foreign invasions. Kemet did not practice chattel slavery. It came with invasions. Arab language encodes racism. Abid equals slave, black. I remember, I don't know if you ever get this movie called Brother Future. Brother Future, Moses Gunn in it, and Carl Lumley, Vanetta McGee. Great movie. The story is about this young brother in Detroit who's hustling, TJ, you know, in the opening scene. They're ripping off this electronics store, and he rips them off. He rips off the guests that are ripping off with just at the time. This is the time. This is the 90s. The portable CD players and so forth, you know. And so what happens is he has a conscious friend named Crutch, you know. And so anyway, he's daydreaming, and he daydreams about this tree, you know. And so the teacher tells him, hey, you got a mind, use it. You know, you're smart, but use it. Oh, I'm saving it for later. So he's talking with his partner TJ, and the police come on the scene, and he hurries, he runs, you know. His buddy TJ just turns around because he know he ain't done nothing. And he runs, and he makes a turn into an alley, and he's hit by a car. He's hit by a car. And he's transposed back to 1822 South Carolina to the plantation near Denmark Vesey. Yeah. It's a dynamite piece. Yeah. And I made reference to that because Moses Gunn was, you know, he was trying to show him how to pick cotton. Zeke the overseer, Negro, he's all mad with this, you know, this kid, you know. He just pick up a whole thing of, you know, stems and leaves and the root and everything, just put it in his bag. What's wrong with you, boy? You don't know how to pick cotton. And then he said, are these their hands? Somebody pick cotton? Moses Gunn said, yeah, they're black. Are these the hands of somebody who picked cotton? Yeah, they're black. Great movie, family. Go to YouTube, Brother Future. And if you have some young folks, you know, sit down with them and check it out. It's a great movie. I used to show it to the young people I worked with back in Milwaukee, you know, and then talk about it. Great movie. Let's get back to the reading. Kemet did not practice chattel slavery, came with foreign invasions. Arabic languages encodes racism. The Arab slave trade was vast, deadly, and systematic, with collaboration from Europeans. This evidence debunks the myth that slavery was introduced to Africa by Europeans. Initially, it was Arabs who first industrialized African enslavement on a mass scale. Yet, African civilization, like Kemet, originally had no such system. I repeat, African civilizations, like Kemet, originally had no such system of enslavement. Sources to further study. The Destruction of Black Civilization, Dr. Chancellor Williams. I know that's one of my co-hosts for the Herbs Good Book. He likes Dr. Chancellor Williams' Destruction of Black Civilization as well as I do. Slavery in the Arab World, Murray Gordon. The African Origins of Civilization, Dr. Sheikh Anta Jajab. The Slave Trade in Africa, Simon Webb. Race and Slavery in the Middle East, Bernard Lewis. Please, if you are to inbox me to do your homework first, I don't have time to waste on nonsense. I hear you, dear brother. I hear you. Brother Killam, Baba Kilimanjaro family. I always read some of his stuff I can find. I mean, if I know I'm talking about a particular subject, he's on point. He really is. He really is. If you want to get into this conversation, please give me a call at 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. Have a few of you, just a couple of you in the queue, if you know what to do. Hit star twice and you can join the conversation. Hit star twice. Yeah, I tell you, I know when you look at Roots, you look at other movies that deal with captivity, and you see us being complicit in that, you know, we did not sell our own people. Yes, we're all Africans, but because of the tribalism, and I put that as one of the things that I can detest, you know, tribalism, mysticism. These things, of course, prevent us from coming together because you feel that your group is better, you know, still today. But because of tribalism, you war, and we lose. I lose. You put me in slavery. Or you sell me to the Europeans. There was a piece I read that Africans didn't know, and they didn't. All they know is these Caucasians built these dungeons, not castles. But if you go to Ghana or Senegal, Nigeria, they'll call them a castle. because they don't want to offend, because they might have some Europeans on the tour. They don't want to offend. I would love to be on the tour. Look what your people did, you dirty son of a bitch. But anyway, they built them. And, of course, a man's home is his castle. And they even had church services there. They had a built-in church, a little chapel thing there. Everything. Yeah. And they had us down in the dungeon. Stacked, packed in there. You know. They put a little groove into the side of the, by the wall, on the floor, where you can piss. And it run down and run out. You can shit. This is crazy. And they would have these coffin lines. That's the line that either the European went to the interior, or we went into the interior and brought us out. And brought us out. And I know my sister Amakus in she lived in between Cape Coast and Elmina Dungeon. You know, her place is called One Africa. Beautiful place. Right there on the ocean. I remember coming there the first time in the 90s. And I think the last time I was there was 2019 and stayed in the John. I usually try to stay in the John, Dr. John Henry Clark Chalet. It's looks like a hut, rather, excuse me. And they have a shower there and so forth. Yeah, like a efficiency. Nice bed and so forth. And of course, the ocean is, you're right there on the ocean. Yeah. Halfway in between Cape Coast and Elmina Dungeon, One Africa in Ghana. And many people leave there sometime and go to Kumasi, the city of Kumasi. I think it's the second largest after Accra. After Accra. And so she, from what I understand, I need to talk to somebody, because I think that she is in another African country and having others run that. Because they've really built it up since the time I came there in 96. In fact, her husband, who was a City of New York firefighter. So me and him had good conversation. Yeah. And he was driving a cab and got into an accident, and the help didn't come soon enough, and he perished. And they buried him on those premises. They did. They buried him. Big stone, because I mean, it's a big rock. So they dug as deep as they can get it, I guess. Like, I mean, about 3 feet, 4 feet, maybe, buried it, and then the nice thing on top. Yep. And you know, they give tours, and I was on a tour. I've done the tours on both Elmina and Cape Coast. You can see on the movie, if you ever seen the movie Sankofa. If you haven't seen the movie Sankofa, please, I suggest that you do. The movie Sankofa. A lot of the scenes from in the movie are Cape Coast Dungeon. And so I know it's a money-making adventure. The people come in and they, you know, go on tour. And it's very emotional. Of course, it has to be. Our people, the way they were, what they did to us. And then, of course, you look at when they put it in that dungeon, then they go through the door of no return. The boats, they go out into, you know, to where the sand is, and they have smaller boats, And those boats take you from that point to where the large boat is for you to go into the hull of that ship and to come up periodically for you to dance just to move your body, because you'll be in a position, you, man, you're packed in there like sardines on the reel. You've seen pictures, because the more of them, you know, they're hopefully maybe just 15-20% die, and 80% make it to the islands or make it to the mainland U.S. or to Brazil. Many of our people went to Brazil. There's more Africans in Brazil than in any country except Nigeria. And of course, they went to Colombia. Yeah. But Brazil is unique because there's a group of Africans in the country, in the city of Salvador Bahia, where the brothers and sisters still practice the theology, still practice the customs and the ways of Africans in Salvador Bahia. Yep. If you want to give us a call at 215-490-9832. Good afternoon. Hey, Brother Irv, what's happening?
Hey, Baba Oshi, I'm just sitting there listening to you speak on the subject. And I, you talked about the slave dungeons. And I yeah. just got back from Senegal.
That's right, yeah, Glory Island. From
Senegal, which when they, yeah, the door no return. Mm-hmm. And Baba Oshi, I'm gonna tell you, brother, I didn't think it would be that emotional. And I just wanted to speak on that really quickly mm-hmm. for those who actually are planning on going or know someone is gone. I didn't think it was going to be that emotional, but it does hit you.
Yes.
It does hit you when you just yeah. stand there for a minute and just reflect on, and I don't mean reflect on what's going on in the stage, what's going on in the pilot. And we don't care about all that. We're talking about our ancestors and the history. And they do, I did feel something. I actually started crying.
Yes.
And got very sad. And I couldn't understand what was going on, but then I stopped and came out of my colonized mind
right.
and started trying to think right. in an African way.
Right.
Yeah. And then my ancestors showed up and showed out, because I was mm-hmm. supposed to be in Senegal. I was supposed to be in the Gambia. I was supposed
yes.
to be on the continent. Yes, the continent mm-hmm. of Africa. And when I was there, the ancestors let me know that they were still, that they're still running things. They're still teaching us. To those who open up and let it be revealed. And I learned that from Christianity, because when I was growing up, I was my parents were Christians, so I had to go to church nonstop. Mm-hmm. And they would always tell me, the Bible will be revealed to you. You can read the Bible 100 times and not understand what's going on, who begot what. Because I've read it. Mm-hmm. But he said, it will be revealed to you. And they're absolutely correct. These things are revealed when you are, when you're ready, the teacher will appear.
I say,
right. And that it truly happens, because in Africa, I'm African at a bad bottom, bro. I'm just, man, I'm African. I'm black. And when I got there, come on now. And when I got there, it hit me. This ain't no game. This ain't no joke. This is not a parade. This ain't a dashiki. This ain't a shea butter episode. This is real. These Africans went through to the trauma that they went through, and they're still, and we're still going through it. But the trauma that the Africans went through, the murders and the devastation, and the children and the women and the men being raped and disrespect, not past disrespect, mm-hmm. it affected us to a point where even our ancestors who are still, the ancestors, I do believe our ancestors speak, they speak to me. I can't speak for anybody else. But I do believe that they're in me. And I'm telling you, Baba Oshi, I started crying. And I'm like, what the hell am I? I'm a grown-ass man. Ain't nobody mm-hmm. put their hands on me. But mm-hmm. what was overwhelming was when my mind took over and put me back in that place. Because I could actually, see, when you go to Senegal, those dungeons, you can touch the rock. You can touch the stone.
Yeah.
You can see the little cubby. The little. I mean, you already got a brother enslaved. Then you put him in a cubby hole and make him stay there all squinched up until you decide that his punishment is over.
Mm-hmm.
This is inhumane. But Bob Ocean, when you live amongst psychopaths, this is the offspring of the people who did that to our people.
Yes.
These are the offspring. So what do you expect them to be? This conversation is not about bashing all the white folks. It's about bashing the system of white supremacy.
Right. Exactly.
And we have to make sure we understand that they're just perpetuating a system that benefits them. Make playing field level and spread the wealth? What I'm spreading the wealth for? That doesn't help me. But what the Caucasian doesn't understand, Urugu doesn't understand, is that you can't live here by yourself.
Right.
You can't be. Even the African understood that. The African had ships. The African went places. And believe it or not, whether you want to believe it, I believe the Africans were able to fly. I truly believe that. If we don't understand it, I'm saying something that I think, but I do believe. How the hell did you get to the top of them pyramids?
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever seen a pyramid, it is breathtaking. It is breathtaking. And the obelisk, I think that's the name of the word when you the Washington Monument is an obelisk.
Right.
I didn't get to the top.
The African
of
word is a tekken.
Tekken. What is it called?
A tekken.
A tekken. I've heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
Tekken. Well, how did they get to the top? How did they get to, I'm just trying to figure out if they got to the top, how'd they get down? So the unanswered questions of our ancestors, but our ancestors were the most intelligent people in the world because they understood that I have to write in stone.
Mm-hmm.
I have to write where it can't be erased. I can't put this on a paper.
That's right.
I can't put.
We understood
yeah,
that.
Because at some point, Urugu is going to try to erase my memory, erase the history, erase me, period. And if that's not what's going on today, somebody hit me in the head and tell me it's not, because that's exactly what's happening. Your history, these Urugu is trying to erase your history. Urugu is trying to erase who you are, what you were, what he thinks you are. And that's because history is current events. I said that earlier this morning. History's current events. And if you don't want to live in the now, and of course you don't want to know nothing about what happened before. Because Urugu is so self-absorbed, Baba Osho, if that's the right phrase to use. He's so self-absorbed till he's hurting himself trying to hurt you. If you think about it, when you take, and I'm gonna stop after this, Bob Oshie. When you take 17 million people off of Medicaid, do you think all those people are African?
No.
Do you think that's gonna?
No.
You're hurting your own people.
They don't give a damn.
They don't have the intelligence.
They don't have the feeling of humanity that we have. But I guess because we've recognized that human beings came from us. And because of how they developed in that ice box, in that ice age, when we left out of it, we're African. But in essence, so are they. But they changed. They mutated. And I know that's a word people don't like to say. They're mutants. They're mutations. But they did. They mutated to survive. Because everything that lives, it wants to live. And if it has to change, it will do that. And that's what happened. And they had to change body style, hair all over them, thin nose, thin lips. I mean, they keep calling us monkeys. Them monkeys look like monkeys with no damn lips. You see monkeys with big lips? No, you don't. So, but I mean, all these attributes and all these things that they prescribe to us, it is not true. But then again, that's how they are. And that's who they are. They came up in a very harsh, cold environment. Everything was just against them. And so they had to, subdue it. They had to, steal and rob and lie. If I made a kill earnestly, and I'm going to take this to the cave to feed my family, and then you ambush me, and you kill me,
right?
And you take it to your people, you know. And that's what was happening. And of course, they had no respect for women. You know, we understood
correct.
That
as women, you can see now,
yeah, that women were our compliments, and we had respect for women. Women held a high position because we understood the importance of women and family, you know. And so that's why, that's what I think. And somebody who comes up and develops like that will definitely develop cognitive dissonance. They don't want to hear a damn thing that anybody else says. I say it's this. I say it because I said it, you know. And you see that consistently mm-hmm. within society. So, you know, that's
why. But real quickly, I know you want to go. You want to go to someone else, but I know. No, but that's how that what you just said is the seed that has morphed into what we live, the environment we live in today when we live amongst these people. Mm-hmm. That's how it morphed into. It's how it got into a man putting on a dress and people celebrating that fact because they hate the woman. Right. In actuality, if you hate the woman, you want to be the woman.
Yes.
And I'm saying, this may sound crazy to some people, but Baba Oshie, this is their mindset. And these are so-called educated people that are telling me with PhDs and mm-hmm. all these letters. They're saying, no, this person has you've heard this before, a right to exist. And they have to be, somewhat
protected.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Yeah, protected. That's correct. They have to be protected, but then when it comes to the children, it's a whole different mindset. Mm-hmm. Because Bob Oshie, you know, like I know, I've been to Italy before. I went to Italy for 3 months, and all I saw was statues of naked men with naked children.
Mm-hmm.
Who does that? Why are these children naked?
Yeah.
And why are the men that? Well, who?
Well, you know, once again, we talk about the Greco-Roman civilization.
Okay.
Very much. Deeply inset in pedophilia and homosexuality, mm-hmm. you know. That's why in the Iliad, Homer, and where he has Odysseus off to fight the wars and giving his son over to Telemachus, over to Mentor.
Wow.
And he...
Oh.
He molests the young boy. He molests him. In fact, Baba Baruti, who will be my guest next Monday, mm-hmm. sent a piece out on a word. Instead of using mentees or ever using the word mentor,
Jegna.
Well, yeah, Jegna is the word for that person, but for the young people. You know, and they used to say, well, this is my mentee. I'm the mentor, and this is my mentee. So instead of saying that, I'm the Jegna, and this is Te'umari. T-A-Y dash O-O dash M-A-H dash R-E-E. Te'umari. Te'umara. I'll get the correct pronunciation, but I'm glad I got this because you know what we always must do, Brother Irv, is try our best to find and use African words as much as possible, you know.
That's correct.
You know,
that's correct,
as much as possible. Because
you don't say, think about it, Baba Oshie, you don't say nothing to a Hispanic when they use the words from their culture.
Right.
You don't say nothing to a French person. Oh, that French sounds so sexy.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
and I've heard this, Baba Oshie, that in Africa, in some places in Africa, it is celebrated that you speak English.
Mm-hmm.
That you're considered intelligent because you speak English. And but you can't speak Swahili. You can't speak your own language where you're from, but you can speak English.
Sure.
Like Trump met with the brother from Liberia.
Yeah.
And
it was so insulting. Just so degrading and insulting, man.
It was insulting, But what it did was it showed the ignorance
of
the Trump administration, when no one stood up to this man and said, brother Trump, these people, their language is right. Their national language is English. Right. Where the hell do you say he learned it?
It's an American settlement on the continent of Africa.
That is
its
correct.
Capital.
That
is its
correct.
Capital is Monrovia, named after James Monroe. It's an American. Their flag is red, white, and blue.
That's a prisoner.
You know?
Come on. And there was a revolution there.
Mm-hmm.
But Trump would never know that because he doesn't read. But Brother Oshie, you can tell a person who doesn't read that they have no conversation. In other words, their conversation is always the same thing over and over again. Because you never progress. You're stuck. Trump is stuck in the 60s. He's George Wallace, reincarnated. He's not past that.
Mm-hmm.
This fool just said that we're going to change the name of this football team, which he has nothing to do with, back to the Redskins.
Well, what he's saying is this. What he's saying is this, Brother Irv. He's saying, y'all want a new stadium in Washington, D.C. And I think there's something that the federal government has to do with the stadium. Because I know
right.
The federal government does some things in D.C. So he's saying,
mm-hmm.
in order for that to happen, you're going to have to change it back to Redskins. You know, no sensitivity, none at all. Don't give a damn. I don't give a damn. And he's also said the same thing
either.
About Cleveland the Guardians, the Cleveland Guardians. He wants you to change
really?
The name back to Indians. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand. I do understand. I got to stop saying that because that's my colonized mind trying to make sense of these. My mind
right.
is saying you cannot be like me. You cannot have compassion. You cannot be like I am. I want everybody to be all right. You know, to a point, I'm trying to help everybody.
Right.
But he's one of these types of people. I got to keep something going. It all has to be about me and what I'm trying to do, because someone is pulling the strings for him.
Right.
There's a puppet master behind this, and it's the corporations. He is in bed with the corporations, and that's who he serves. And when you serve the corporation, you start to understand that the corporation will keep you chasing your tail. They keep you chasing your tail. Think about it, Baba Oshie. Mm-hmm. The corporation always wants to keep, they'll give you a little bit, but in actuality, slavery has taken on a different name in this country.
Mm-hmm.
It's called employment.
Yeah.
You know, you make just enough money to come back to work. You know, you never make enough money till you, I mean, think about it, Bobo. Come on, man. This whole system is a joke.
Enslavement. It's enslavement.
It's a joke. And then, but the thing is, Bobo, the one thing that's the most important in our whole life is time. We don't understand that until we run out of it. But time is what is most. What does your job want? They want your time.
Mm-hmm.
What do they give out to you very slowly? Time. You get 2 days off a week. Why can't we have 5 days off a week and work 2 days? Oh, that you crazy? I'm not crazy. For what we're doing, the average person ain't gonna do but 2 days worth of work anyway. I spent more time trying not to work than I did working.
Yeah.
If Rubu is flawed and we live amongst this psychopath, and we either are going to have to do one of two things. We're either going to have to capitulate and be at similar to Rubu, that's called forced assimilation, or we're going to have to fight this with every breath and every DNA in our body.
Yeah.
We have to fight this.
Yep.
And that's where I am. I'm fighting for our sovereignty, our self-determination, and our liberation. I'm fighting for that. Because we as a people, we're never, ever going to go away. This is the part that Rugu doesn't understand. You
mm-hmm.
can't get rid of us. If you
That's
ain't
right.
got rid of us by now, you
That's
definitely
right.
ain't going to get rid of us.
You ain't going to get rid of us.
So we have – no. Mm-hmm. I think what we have to have a different mindset and understand that the only solution for us as Africans is to leave this land.
Yeah.
That's the only solution I see.
It is. It really is. And I think it's hard that for some of us, because, you know, we want to believe that this is just as much ours as it is theirs, you know. Because they, even though they came and took it and we helped build it and we helped do so many things, so we have just as much claim to somebody else's land, the indigenous people's land, as they do, you know, and that's not right. No, the land that we can, they claim to, without anybody saying a damn word, is the continent of Africa. They can't say nothing. It's the continent of Africa.
Nothing.
You know, and
nothing.
And the sooner that we unify and work with the brothers and sisters on the continent to kick these crackers out. You know who I like to see? I like to see Howard Cart. No. What's that book? What's that cracker's name?
Nichols.
Yeah.
Nichols.
Howard Nichols. I like to see Howard Nichols. I like to see him. I like to punch that mother in the face. Howard Nichols.
And once you punch them, I'm going to kick him while he's down. That's
right
on.
I know that's right.
I'm petty.
Because the whole thing is Africa must never develop. Africans must always
never
deport.
Develop. Never.
Never. We, we have the right, he's saying, to Africa's resources. And they should never develop anything.
Really?
We have a right.
But see, and this is the part that gets me really quickly, Baba Oshie. These brothers, similar, and I'm going to call him out, Brother Roland Martin. I listened to him the other day. He has some good points. But what Roland Martin's show basically is an I told you so tour. You know, and think about what I just said. It's an I told you so. I told you Trump was going to be bad. I told you you should have voted for this person. I told, okay, you told me. Now, where do we go from here? Because you've already made, you already pointed, made the fact, the point that, that I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to be a Democrat. I'm not going to be a Republican. And but for you to tell me, I told you so, is that helping our situation? Is that making us change our mind? Why don't we, you see, there's no middle road with white supremacy. You can't meet some white supremacy in a place where we all agree. There is no middle road. It has to be destroyed, removed. Or it can't be revamped because white supremacy is just that, supremacy. But the I told you so tour, it just, okay, we got it. You were right, Roland Martin. You were right. So now where do we go from here? How do we get us together? Do we leave? Do we stay? Or do you still believe that you can integrate with this psychopath? Do you still think that you and him are going to hold hands and skip down the road like in The Wizard of Oz? You know, you're going to ease on down the road with these Caucasians. And yeah, you're going to do your, and Umar got his faults, but no bunnyism is destroying our race.
Yes.
And it's not, and I think I sent you something on this. 87% of black people are married to black people.
Right.
So this TV that gives you the impression that we marrying white girls, that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Advertising, it's the whole, why do you think that some things on TV are true and some things aren't? The whole, all of it's a lie. The Burger King hamburger ain't no better than McDonald's. Both of them are poisoning your dumb ass. Mm-hmm. You don't even know what you're eating.
Yeah.
Tastes good. You know, but you can make a pile of manure taste like chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
You can. And so my point is, we have to have a solution, and if you ask me what my solution is for us to leave this place, make plans to leave this place, make somewhere where we can go to when we wake up. We need to get there, make it livable, and get the hell up out of here, man. If you're not, put the seed in your kids.
Yeah,
just put
that's
it in
right.
your children. Put
that's
the,
right.
Feed your children, because if you don't see them, somebody else is. If you don't tell them what to do, somebody else going to tell them what to do, and they got money. You can sell these drugs or hold this bag, and you can make $400 a day. What?
Mm-hmm.
What? That's all I got to do? Yeah. Until the police come, and now you're doing 20 years, and you're 20 years old. So you're done, because that's the objective. The objective is to put you, incarcerate you, so that you're not a threat. You're not making no children in jail. You're not making no money in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they did to a whole generation, i.e. Biden's crime bill. I know the history. I know how you move and operate. But the black people, the American Africans that go along with this, are more dangerous than the white folks that create this foolishness. So we have to leave, Baba Oshie. I'm just going to say that. That's the last thing I want people to hear out of my mouth today, is that we, come on now, we have to leave. And
that's
one
right.
day, down the road, Baba Oshie, we're going to take this show on the road so that we can see people, so that we can see people and see in real time their reaction to what we're saying. Because I know that people are listening to this, Baba Oshie. They're listening to us speak, and I try my best to say things that I know and not necessarily things I believe or things I heard somebody third party stuff. But I try to be as truthful and as accurate as I can, because information, accurate information in a timely manner is what we need, and communication is what we need to move forward in what we're trying to do. And if we can put a seed in someone's head and say, let me just go to Africa and see what it's like. On a mission, we've done it. We've been successful, because that's all this is. This is about getting you to understand that Africa's not what you say all the time, a bone in your ragged.
That's right. Run around and put a rag up our ass and a bone through our nose, never having created anything.
That's not what Africa is. Yeah. No, that's not what Africa is.
Yeah.
But Africa also is not a bunch of McDonald's and KFCs either. African people have their own businesses. They make their own food. They grow their own food. They're not sitting around here waiting for Sally Struthers to give them 10 cents a day so they can have something to eat. That is all a fraud. It's to make our children believe that this is all there is, and there's nothing better than this, because America is number one. Huh? Mm-hmm. What? But now we're starting to see that the sanctions aren't as effective as they used to be. I mean, Cuba is still going. Why? They've been sanctioning Cuba for over half a century, and they're still here. Why is Cuba still here? They should have been gone. Just like you American Africans should have been gone after we finished working you for free. But yet you want to give reparations to the ancestor or the children or whatever, children's children from the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I read somewhere they want to give them reparations.
Well,
they want to give them. Yeah.
Well, you know, they've done some stuff already. And of course, they gave reparations to the Japanese who were interned in those concentration camps during the Second World War, you know, because they didn't do that shit to Germans. They didn't put Germans in concentration camps, you know.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? I never thought about that.
Yeah, they didn't.
Put Germans in concentration camps.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
But this is where we are with the
Root
Group, Baba Oshie. We're in a good place. I think we're where we need to be in our heads. We remove the chains from our minds.
Right. I agree with you on that, brother. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
All right, my brother.
That's what's important.
Brother
I'm listening, brother. Put me on. Yes, sir.
All right. Peace. All right.
Yes, sir. Peace. I'm listening.
Yeah, well, it's that time, Brother Irv. I appreciate you, man. It's that time. We end this program like we end all of our programs with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind. But not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources that everybody wants, think they can't do without, and they sure in hell don't want to pay for. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful day. Hope I see you back here on Wednesday. Okay? We can keep it going. Shemhotep means go in peace. Asante Sana means thank you. Abibi Fahorie means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. You have a blessed and wonderful day, family. Peace.